episode 658, Show and Tell.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
happy, happy day, ladies. Can you believe it is another day? You have been blessed so with more air than you can consume. Now think about what I just said. Yes, it is a great day, isn't it? It's your day because you woke up today. You're alive. You get to do something extraordinary. What choices are you going to make? You have the opportunity to impact. Yes, you do. And hey, I want to give a shout out to Charlene and Tiffany. How are y'all doing? I was just thrilled to chat with you. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. You know what? You warm my heart when you come in. And you know what? I want to hear from you. So if you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com. You can sign up there for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to really just help keep your life simpler. There's tips and tricks and tools and strategies, just little things in there, little nuggets just for you. So head on over there. And also, if you're wanting to connect, that's a great way to do it. You can find me there always. Woo, we have a lot to cover today. I feel like there's just so much going on. So let me throw in a few announcements. Number one, My Strength is My Story. If you haven't heard about it, you need to listen. Maybe you have a story that's burning within you that you need to share. I want to have you here as a guest on Create Your Now. Yes, right here. I want to give you a platform to share your story, your storm that you came through and how you came out on the other side. And maybe you don't have a story to share, or you don't think you do. You see, we all have stories. And all of our stories have a strength to them. But maybe you know someone. So you can also submit guest recommendations. I would love to hear from you. So if that's you, click on the link. It's in the show notes. My Strength is My Story. And you can just complete that little short form there and it'll come directly to me. And all information, by the way, anytime you send something to me, it is 100%, actually it's probably 120% confidential. I'm just saying, no one's eyes gets on this stuff except me. It comes directly to me. It doesn't go anywhere. It just comes to me because it's only me. It's me, okay? So I just want you to know that because sometimes I think, well, I'm giving you some information and I don't want to feel like it's going out to the world. No, it's not. It's just coming to me. So I understand where you're coming from. And number two, we are on iHeartRadio. Yes, we are. So I'm excited about that. You can share it with your friends and family because guess what? Now there's no excuse not to share the podcast here because we can always stream from iHeartRadio, right? Okay, so with all of that being said, we've got to get into show and tell. You remember way back when you were in kindergarten? I kind of brought that up earlier, right? At the very beginning. And you were able to bring in that special toy. Let me ask you this. How often do you show and tell your love and appreciation for others? For your husband? For your children, even your puppy dog. I mean, seriously. I mean, sometimes I look at my puppy and I'm like, really, Rhino? Did I give you enough love today? How often do you show and tell your love? You might be quick to say, oh, I do it daily. I do it all the time. But do you really do it? Is there action behind the show and tell? Would the recipient know that you're giving them your love? Do you really give it as much energy as you do a project at work? Do you give it the focus that you do when you're reading a brand new recipe and you're cooking it for the first time and you want to make sure you haven't missed any ingredient? As the day goes by, it's really easy to get lost in all the daily drama. We don't want to get stuck in that daily drama, but we do. Whether it's because of our work and our responsibilities there, whether it's because we're wearing the hat as a mom and we have to take care of those responsibilities, whether it's because we're at church and something tragic has happened with one of, you know, your good friends and you're dealing with that, it's easy to get lost in it. And it just seems like the days just roll on and then you wonder, you're like, gosh, how did I get here? It's almost November. I totally missed October. Where was I? I thought we were still in August, except now the trees are changing colors up here, so that's an indication that fall has arrived. And then when we're hanging around those that we really care about, like our husband, our children, maybe our mom, our dad, whoever might be close enough, maybe you have family nearby you. And so when you're hanging out with them and you're always still those stuck in the daily drama, do you have anything left to give them? You don't. Your I love you is, I love you. See you tomorrow. Love you. I'll see you later tonight after your game. I love you. Does that sound like convincing that you really love this person? Where's the energy? I don't hear anything warm and fuzzy in your voice. There's no sparks coming out. I don't see any fireworks. And who's chasing who here? Show and tell. So going back to kindergarten. Kindergarten was a great year. I don't know. I'm going to pretend it was a great year. I do remember kindergarten. I had a great teacher. I moved around a lot. So I was in kindergarten and first grade in actually two different schools, believe it or not, in two different states. And I loved show and tell. Imagine that. I love to talk, right? So why wouldn't I enjoy show and tell? But remember, you could bring your favorite toy. Now, I can't remember all the way back to kindergarten and show and tell and what favorite toy I may have brought. But I can remember when I was a little bit older and strawberry shortcake came out. And I loved strawberry shortcake and orange blossom and purple pie man. We could go on and on and on. Huckleberry pie. Wait, was it huckleberry pie? I always want to say huckleberry Finn, but that's not the right one. I think it was huckleberry pie. And oh, they smelled so good and they were so cute and they were so little. And then I had their little carrying house. It was in the shape of a strawberry. It was adorable. And I loved it. And any time my girlfriends and I would get together, we would play and it was like show and tell. You know, when you take that favorite toy up and you stand in front of the room and you get to tell them about it. It's like, look at her hair, how shiny it is. It's so red like a strawberry. Hence her name, Strawberry Shortcake. And oh my gosh, she smells so good. And her arms, they just move so cutely. And I keep her in my pocket. And then her little kitty cat. I love it. And you would just show and tell everybody, right? Think about it now. What was your favorite toy? Imagine if you were holding it in your hands. What would you tell me about it? Oh, I can see your smile. It's super big. You have fond memories of it, don't you? It brings you joy. And it's not joy like you have to make it up. It's like, oh, it lights up your life. You know, you change from that droopy frown or just kind of like I'm just staring into outer space or I'm sweating to death because I'm running as I'm listening to you, Christiane. But okay, but now you're like smiling like, oh yeah, I do remember that. That was really cool. And your eyes are a little brighter. And you couldn't wait to tell everybody about it. Show and tell became very special. But then you have the heartbreak story. And that's the one that you've now graduated from the class. You've moved on to the bigger grades. You moved on into life. And we begin to stop sharing. We don't talk anymore about our love very much. We assume it's there. We assume it's understood. But love takes work, and it requires us to show and tell. And it's not the show and the tell of, I love you. Have a great day, hun. Oh, yeah, that sounded convincing. And I got to tell you, I've done that so many times. How does that encourage my husband as he walks out the door and has to deal with his patients who are just hurting and in pain all the time? And they're crabby. They have a right to be crabby. But how do you think that falls and affects him and his emotions and where he is? And he's got a wife who just says, I love you. Have a great day. Nice seeing you. I'll have dinner ready when you get home. Oh, yeah. That sounds like he wants to come home, right? Wouldn't you want to come home to that? Yeah, I'll have dinner ready when you come home. Show and tell. Are you showing up in your love? Are you telling your love from your heart? And it's that depth of the heart that holds that special place that no one else has there. It's carved out. And the name's written on it. Who's got your heart? What names are written on your heart? Because when you begin to see your heart as like, okay, well, he's got this amount of heart to me. My husband's got a huge amount. My children all have a huge amount. Yet I still have so much more to give. But when you begin to see the names on them, wow, show and tell, it becomes more realistic, like, I love you. Do you hear the difference? We can't just let the drama in our lives pull us down. Because when that happens, our marriage becomes unraveled. And what we thought was strong is now very weak. And some of it is, well, look in the mirror. You can only control you, so you could be the weak link. Show and tell. How are you doing it? How are you showing and telling your love? Are you really putting the effort into and showing the appreciation like you need to? And I'm not talking about going out and buying and extravagant gifts and you know, having to do all this craziness and throwing a party every 2 weeks. No, I'm talking about serving from the heart, God's heart. You see, God loves us unconditionally. He sets boundaries as to the rules and regulations of how we are to live, but does he set those boundaries on his love for us? No. God loves us unconditionally. He doesn't like it when we mess up, which we do quite frequently. He doesn't like it when we make those choices that we shouldn't be making, but does he love us less? No. So why do we do it? Well, of course, the one logical answer is we're human. We judge. We compare. We want people to meet our standards. So essentially, we've set boundaries. That's not unconditional love. We have to love in the good, the bad, and the ugly, all of it. Because that's how God shows his love to us. And he showed it and proved it to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Show and tell. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy today. And I wanted to pause there for a minute because I want you to hear the magnitude of show and tell. It's just not the fun little get up and share your strawberry shortcake or your little baby doll or your favorite game. It's a different energy level. And God asks us to do the same here on earth for him in his name. That's what he requires us to do, show and tell. So how do we do that with the KISS? Number one, we show and tell with actions. Show and tell your love in action. You don't have to go and buy something, like I said earlier. No. In fact, that's probably one of the worst things you could do. It's the little things. Write a little note. Put it in his wallet. Write a little note. Put it in their lunchbox. Write a little note and place it on the steering wheel. That doesn't take much, but what? A few minutes of time and a little preparation, making sure you have the right post-it or the right marker or whatever. Show and tell with actions. Maybe it's having that special drink ready when he comes home from work. Maybe it's baking once in a while that one special cake, and not just on the birthday, but on an unexpected day. You hear me say a lot, expect the unexpected. Create that by showing and telling with actions. Number two, show and tell with words. But those words have got to be meaningful. Nothing irks me more than us just saying, I love you. And I really try hard. I don't take it for granted when I tell my husband I love him as I'm hanging up the phone. Or when I even text the words, I love you. I want to feel it in my soul, in my heart, before I press send, before I press end. I want him to know and feel it as if I'm sending it across the airways. Show and tell with words. Words can fall flat, can't they? And we think, oh, it's easy. I say it all the time. I do it all the time. Yeah, you do it all the time. Are we doing it because we really mean it? Or are we doing it out of routine? I know there was a time in my life that, especially when the kids were, I mean, the children were just so little. And I just felt like I was coming and going all the time. And I was doing a lot of stuff in the community and at the church with Praise Kids. And I mean, I was always doing, always. I was always on the go. And man, when I hit the bed, I like crashed fast. But I didn't get much sleep because I'd go to bed so late and I'd have to get up early. I mean, come on, living on 4 hours of sleep, is that really worth it? But that's what I was doing. And I found out that when he would go to work, I would just say, I love you. See you when you get home tonight. Boy, that sounds convincing that I really cannot wait to hold him again in my arms. And no, you can't have that every single time, but you need to start having it the majority of the time. Because it's too easy to get wrapped up and satisfied with, love you, see you later. My number two boy, he's hilarious. He's number two in the family. He's not the number two boy, but he's number two of the five chillins. And he's a sophomore now. I have to think about this, where they all are. He's a sophomore in college. And we tease him all the time because he just says, love you. And he's kind of got this deeper voice, love you. And that's kind of been his trademark now with us. And we tease him. But when he says that, he really means it. That's how it is. And he doesn't say it like every single time. But when he says it, you know it's coming from the heart. That special place that he holds so dear to just you. Love you. And so, yeah, it may be short and sweet, but it's awesome. Words have power, but they also can fall flat. And when they fall flat, actually, it's kind of worse. It seems like they have more power. And they cut us to the core the wrong way. So are you show and telling with words? Because you have to tell with words. It's important to. So show with actions, tell with words, number two. And number three, share your love with yourself, your thoughts. How are you loving you? If you're sitting there playing these games in your head that we so easily do, when we're stuck in traffic, when we have 5 minutes waiting for that water to boil on the stove, when distractions are at a minimum, that's when our head goes, and all these things are firing off. And it's usually the things of self-doubt, negativity, and it begins to set in. And we think, oh, I don't got this. There's no way this is going to be any good. Who was I fooling? You have got to share your love with yourself. Your thoughts have got to be pure with love. And it's good every once in a while to, you know, get the little stick out and say, oh, you didn't do that too well. You got to discipline yourself once in a while, but you got to love yourself. And we don't do that. So yes, it's important to share with actions, to tell with words, but you got to share your love with you, with yourself, in your thoughts. We are all called to love in an unselfish manner. It's called unconditional love. It's not about keeping score. Who says I love you the most? What if you only said I love you once a day? How would that sound coming out of your mouth? How would you show that love? If you could only show it once a day, what would that action look like? What would it sound like, those words when you'd say, I love you? What would it sound like? If you could only tell yourself the thought, I love you once, what would you be thinking in your head? What's the picture that you're painting? Are you sitting and you see an ocean and beautiful waves and a sunset? Maybe it's a sunrise. Show and tell. How will you choose to do it today? 1 Peter 4:8 says this, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Y'all know we're imperfect. You know that we don't got it all right and put together. But what we do know is that God loves us, and if he loves us, we need to love too. And it's time that we up the ante. Oh, yes. We show and tell our love louder, more clearly, extending it with actions and words and thoughts. The person who is next to you in your bed at night, how are you showing and telling him? How are you telling your children? It's time to show up and show and tell today, because you know what? You're out there impacting every single day. It's time to spread the love around from your heart, from the core of who you really are. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.